Easy and Happy English，
轻松快乐学英文。
救恩之声广播中心策划制作。
Welcome, my friend, to Easy and Happy English. I'm Catherine.
亲爱的朋友，欢迎你收听轻松快乐学英文。我是 Brad， 中文名字是德瑜。
What problems are there for a person who answers before listening?
对于一个不愿意好好听别人讲话就回答别人问题的人，会发生什么样的问题呢？
Today's sentence is from Proverbs chapter 18, verse 13 in the Bible.
今天的经文在箴言第十八章十三节。
He who answers before listening, that is his folly and his shame. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 13.
箴言十八章十三节，未曾听完先回答的便是他的愚昧和羞辱。
So let's learn about today's scripture.
我们来了解一下这段经文的意思。
He who answers before listening. Answers. A-N-S-W-E-R-S. Answers.
He who answers 就是回答，这个人呢回答别人的话， before listening.在他还没有听别人讲完话就回答、Before listening 就是在还没听完还没听之前叫做 before listening， 所以这一小段中文圣经翻译成未曾听完先回答的怎么样呢？
That is his folly. Folly. F-O-L-L-Y. Folly.
That is his folly. 那就是他的愚昧。愚昧叫做 folly. F-O-L-L-Y. Folly, 愚昧。那就是他的愚昧。
And his shame. Shame. S-H-A-M-E. Shame.
那就是他的愚昧和羞辱、羞耻叫做 shame.S-H-A-M-E And his shame 就是他的羞耻和羞辱，所以这一段中文圣经翻译成便是他的愚昧和羞辱。
Now let's read the scripture together.
我们现在跟着 Catherine 老师来读英文的经文。
He who answers before listeningThat is his folly and his shame. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 13.
箴言十八章十三节，未曾听完先回答的，便是他的愚昧和羞辱。
Now let's have some sharing time.
我们现在进入分享的时间。
What problems are there for a person who answers before listening?
我们思考的问题就是呢，没有听完别人的话就先回答的人，这样的人会遇到什么问题呢？
People who are impatient and cannot wait for others to speak.Before stating their own opinion are rash.
那些没有耐心的人，他们没有办法等别人讲话讲完，他们的心充满了急促。
Their answers are usually foolish and may bring shame and confusion.
他们所说的回答，或者是他们没有听就回答别人，他们的回答常常都会是愚蠢的，或者是带来羞耻跟、 这个误会。
This is especially easy today with modern technology.
这样的事情发生呢，其实在今日这样的时代会更明显，特别是我们有现代的一些科技的产品。
People make fools of themselves when they broadcast hasty comments that they do not think through.
这样的人就会使自己显出愚昧来，当他们没有好好的思考，就发表或者是发布了他们急促的一些意见跟看法。
The Bible says we must listen carefully and speak slowly.
圣经教导我们要仔细的聆听并且慢慢的说。
Finally, let's listen to the verse once again.
最后我们再来听一次这一段的经文。
He who answers before listening, that is his folly and his shame. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 13.
箴言十八章十三节，未曾听完先回答的，便是他的愚昧和羞辱。
Thanks for listening.
谢谢你的收听。
Talk to you again soon.
我们下次空中再会。